The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Harry. Today I will be reviewing a TV show called Phineas and Ferb, a show on Disney Channel that I grew up with and still enjoy to this day. Phineas and Ferb is about two boys who spend a seemingly endless summer building inventions with their friends and having fun around their town, Ganville, with their creations. The show is very formulaic, but it's very good at subverting certain gags in the show and not being too repetitive with them. You've also got Phineas and Ferb's older sister Candace, who constantly tries and fails to bust her brothers and expose their creation to their mother. The jokes are genuinely well written and have me cackling every time, and they never get too old for me. The two other stars of the show, who are arguably the most iconic characters, are Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz and Agent Perry the Platypus. Perry the Platypus is an agent in the OWC or A or ALCA organization, a top secret agency of animals who go on missions to fight evil and wear the name for Glora. Dr. Doofenshmirtz is the quote-unquote villain of the show. He's constantly trying to take over the tri-state area with his invention he calls Innators, and is always thwarted by Perry the Platypus. What's hilarious is that he's not even really that evil, and his villainy doesn't go anywhere beyond just petty inconvenience. His backstories are absurdly tragic. They make you want to cry, but laugh at the same time. For example, his parents never showed up at his birth, and they favoured Goof's brother Roger over the man himself. They also dressed poor Doofenshmirtz in girls' clothes, and they'd run out of boy clothing material. And the poor boy was forced to dress as a lawn gnome and stand out in the yard day in and day out, and after their old gnome had been sold. What makes Goof and Perry's rivalry so iconic is that they are more like frenemies rather than straight-up arch-nemeses, and they work together as much as they fight one another. You've also got Isabel, who has a major crush on Phineas, as well as Baljeet the Nerd and Buford the Bully, who have a hilariously iconic frenemieship of their own. Buford started out as the token bully, but developed as a character and became more of an ally to the group. Overall, the show is fantastic. It's heartwarming, it's hilarious, and just overall well written. That's all, folks.